All right, now we're going to take a tour through three different states that all correspond to different times in my own life, so I'm very excited. So our next speaker is Angela Sanfilippo, who is the Director of Support Services at the Fishing Partnership Support Services. They're based in Massachusetts, although they're also working in the state of Maine, so in a state exchange state as well as in a federal exchange state. Angela's herself and her organization were instrumental in helping to create the Massachusetts Health Reform Program, which is the basis on which the federal Affordable Care Act was drafted, and she has been educating and supporting families and small businesses in the U.S. Commercial fishing industry, I think throughout New England, for a number of years. So Angela, let us know what's happening in the Northeast.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to share with you this very important work that we've done since 1995. We work for the commercial fishermen of Massachusetts and the nation, the world. And it was back in 1995 that we came together as a state, the commercial fishermen, to create what's today become the Affordable Care Act. Because back then, facing very hard fishing regulation, we did an assessment of need that people had. And there were many needs, but one that kept popping up over and over again was that fishermen and their family could not get affordable health care. And so at one of the meetings, one of the fishermen said, whatever you can get for us is fine, but what you must get for us is an affordable health care program for us and our family. With that said, and all those meetings were taking place under the Gloucester Fishermen's Wife Association, which I'm the president of. I've been there since 1977. As we worked through those hard times, we created a system that was called Vision 2020, and that was where the need for the healthcare was found. Fishing community had many needs, but the health insurance was what they were desperate back then. But in order to do that, we needed to bring the whole state of Massachusetts commercial fishing industry together. We spoke to our great senator, Senator Kennedy, and he said, Angela, bring them all together, and we will work on it. And so we did, and we created the Massachusetts Fishermen Partnership, where I am the executive director as well, and there is 19 Massachusetts commercial organizations in that organization. With that said, we needed to find funds to start this pilot program because basically that's what it was. At the time, the federal government was putting out $22 million to buy boats back from the fishermen and then send them on their way. But the only people that were getting that money were the boat owners. The crew people didn't get nothing. So we went to the government and said, listen, we need $2 million to start this pilot program of affordable health care. And we got it. And with that, we formed the Fishing Partnership Health Plan, which basically is the nonprofit organization, and the founders sitting right there, J.J. Bartlett, along with us and Andra. And we started the Fishing Partnership Health Plan. Fishermen in Massachusetts, for the first time, were able to get affordable health care for their family. Just like the affordable health care, the first year, we enrolled people, but not as many. People didn't believe it could have been possible. People didn't believe it was true. They were like, another, you know, thing from the government could just gonna fool us. But the following year was very, very prosperous. So for many years, we served our community. We got funding, After the $2 million, we received another $1 million. But then we went to the state of Massachusetts, and we asked them for funding, because our numbers now were up to about 2,000 lives that we were insuring, and we needed to be subsidized because fishing was not 100%, and people just didn't have money to pay the big premium, because we wanted the best for our fishing community. Was not pay for this or pay for that, to be all or nothing. We are very grateful to the state of Massachusetts who gave us $5 million a year to subsidize our program. It was our vision that later we wanted to bring this program to the whole country of commercial fishing around the coast of the United States. But while we were working on that, again with Senator Kennedy, the news came that there was going to be a hope for an affordable health care program. So we backed off from it, knowing that if we could get the Affordable Care Act, then we don't need to go and try to install this. However, then in 2006, Massachusetts came up with the health connector. And that was done because through what we did, they saw that we saved so much money for people who were insured compared to the people who had no insurance that went to emergency room. I believe it was like $3 for every dollar that they gave us. And so under Governor Romney, with the pushing from Senator Kennedy and the Archdiocese of Boston, they did the Massachusetts Connector. But we still kept our plan to administer to fishermen. At the same time, again, because of our fishing times, fishermen were receiving some funding, and the state always made sure that some of that funding went for us to help pay people for their premium. They did not want fishermen to fall below or behind on the health insurance, because it really showed them all the money that they were saving. And so we kept it for a couple of years. But in 2011, we saw that under the Massachusetts Connector, fishermen, some of the fishermen could get just as good of a plan and pay much less. So we finally decided that we were going to transition all the fishing people into the Massachusetts Connector. All through this, we hired people from the fishing industry. They knew the people. At the time, we had two offices, one in Gloucester and one in New Bedford. And we talked to fishermen. We went to the docks. We went to their meeting. We went to their houses. We went to the coffee shops. Everywhere that we knew the fishermen were laying, we were there to promote this and make them understand that we were not taking their insurance away, but we were transferring into the Massachusetts Connector, because some of them would have got a better price for their insurance. We were terrified in making that transition, but it was a really smooth transition with more people getting good health care with much less premium. Now we have the Affordable Care, but we were involved in the development of the affordable health care. We went to Washington, myself and JJ, and we met at the White House. We met with Secretary Sebelius. And I remember the day that we went, actually Massachusetts had it, so we were not there because we wanted, but we were there to encourage the other people that came from across the country. There was 125 of them. And we met and we talked about it and we heard the stories. And I remember a doctor who said, he was from West Virginia, he said, "I am a doctor, I'm taking care of people, but I have no health insurance, because my wife is pregnant, she has a pre-existing condition, and we cannot get health insurance." And all the other horror stories. So we were there just to encourage people to work hard and make it happen. At the same time, we connected with all our fishing people across the country, thank God for emails and Twitter and Facebook and everything else, and let them know that they needed to support the Affordable Care Act, that that would be good for fishing people. And so we arrived here. But at the same time, what we did was We went to the state of Massachusetts and said, okay, we're going to transfer the people. We're going to make sure they have health insurance, but they need more. These are people who really are going through very hard times, and they really do not take care of themselves as they should. So we want to be there for them. We want to make sure that they have skin cancer testing, because they're always exposed to the sun. Make sure they have a good dental care, because they don't. And some of them go away for 10 and 15 days. They need a doctor appointment. When they're home for 3 days, the doctors cannot take them. So we have started a program that we call support service. This is why you see today Fish and Partnership Support Service, because we do all these things for the fishermen and their family. Again, we bring the vans to the docks. We bring the dental cleaning to the docks. We do the flu shots to the docks. And we keep going. Let me see what else. Our staff now, we have 6 people who are all community health workers and navigators and assisters. We've gone to all the training that is out there. Yes, we are in Maine. We got a small grant to do the lobster industry in Maine, and we're working with the people up there as well. Today, we're all going through what everybody else, but in Massachusetts, life is much easier. We have the connector, the website is not as bad as the federal, but in the last couple of months, we've just been trying to educate the people, and because our community is so dependent on fishing, the whole community is part of the fishing industry. So we're having public meetings, where people can come and get information. We work with Healthcare for All in Boston, that they work with us. And we know by the end of March, we're gonna be okay. And we're gonna have as many people enrolled as they need to be. My recommendation is don't get discouraged. It takes time. And when people start seeing the good of the work, people will come along. One other very big function that we do, and it gives us really direct access to fishermen, we run safety training for our fishermen. As you can see on the screen. And when we have these events, we get 20, 30, it's up to 70 people, 7 fishermen who learn all these safety ways that, God forbid, anything happen, they can save their lives. This puts really in contact with them on a one-to-one base. And they become our spokesperson for the rest of the fishing community. It's been a great journey, and we are very proud that today we have the Affordable Care Act. And I would allow for questioning after.